I've read some fantastic books lately. Here are a few you might want to read this summer. Lincoln and the Bardo by George Saunders. Anything about Lincoln is interesting. I admire him and the tough things he faced, including to have his son die being among the worst. And it is striking this balance between the tragedy of life and the, you know, joy of life. It's about grief and purpose, and it's very touching. Everything Happens for a Reason by Kate Bowler. You've got this one person who's sick, you know, is trying to figure out how they should deal with their bad news. You don't want to think of outcomes as just being random. You want to be able to connect them to something you control. She's not asking you to cry for her. She's just telling you what happened. Origin Story by David Christian. The whole theory of big history is to have a structure that makes it easy to understand and explain things. I think it helps people to have that understanding that now we have big blocks of knowledge, but the big blocks of knowledge relate to each other in a strong way. For me, this broad knowledge of how all the pieces fit together, you know, to me that's interesting. Factfulness by Hans Rosling. It's pretty fantastic because it really talks through how you should think about the world. For the first time in this book, he teaches you a categorization of four tiers that is super helpful. Like tier one, no bike. Tier two, bike. Tier three, some cars in the picture. Tier four, a lot of cars, too many cars. I never got to tell Hans how much I liked his book, but the world would be better if millions of people read it. Leonardo da Vinci by Walter Isaacson. What Isaacson does is say what made da Vinci special. He's most known for his art, but he thought of himself as a military engineer and a scientist and an expert on music. And so he really defines the term Renaissance man. These are books that I'd recommend this summer. I hope you enjoy reading them as much as I did.